from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Before you get going, air it out.
Oh, man.
What's bugging you?
Prepare for the day.
Morning therapy is a phone call away. 877-W-SKY-TALK. What's bugging you? On 97.3 The Sky.
Good morning. Welcome. Trash Talking Tuesday. Just a rolling right along, thanks to Florence Recycling. You're tuned to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy here. And it's time for What's Bugging You? A chance for you to call in and get it off your chest. Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. 877-975-9825. If you don't get in right away, call back. Mark, what's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob. What's bugging me? And good morning to you and Greg. What's bugging me is I've been listening carefully to the whole Trump sentencing garbage. And lo and behold, isn't it a coincidence that his sentence is going to be 4 years to precisely overlap his presidency? And guess what? The sentencing starts on January 19th, so we get to see Orange Man Bad doing his inauguration address in an orange jumpsuit from prison. These people are sinister. It is horrifying, and that's what's bugging me, guys.
The outlaw and the hillbilly.
Here you
I'm
go.
I'm voting for him.
Yeah.
Phil, what's bugging you?
What's bugging me that people who think there's, if Kamala gets elected and they think there's going to be change, it's going to be the exact kind of change that people who poop their pants and change their shirt, that's the kind of change they're going to get.
Change, but not effective change? 877-975-9825. And Big Mike, what's bugging you?
Good morning, gentlemen. I tell you, it was good to have a little NFL football this weekend, get my mind off of these politics. But what I didn't like was every other commercial was a Kamala Harris commercial, and I seen zero Trump commercials. Now, the first week of the NFL gets a lot of viewers, and zero Trump commercials concerns me just a bit. I mean, we know the Super Bowl's coming up in November, and we got to get this right. So just want to see some more advertising. I love the man. I'm ready to see him out there doing what he does best.
Yeah, that's a great point. I didn't watch enough of it to pick up on that, although I did see several games. But I didn't see a lot of Kamala either. And I can't explain that. But I trust and believe what you're saying. The marketing folks need to stay on top of that. Let's go to John. What's bugging you?
Hey, guys, Trump needs to go into horrifying detail as to how those poor girls were brutally murdered by illegals, demon rats let in. He needs to talk about their callous indifference to their suffering and scare the hell out of those moronic women who are voting for Kamala, whose lives are made unsafe every single day. And also he needs to remind people of the billions of their hard-earned tax money that demon rats are giving illegals. That's what's bugging me. If he doesn't do that, I'll be bugged to death.
Yeah, he's got to hit on that in some way, shape, or form. But I like the passion there. JJ, what's bugging you?
Yeah, good morning, Greg and Bob. What's bothering me is the election. Everybody keeps saying, oh, there's no way they can steal it this time. But you know, there's always a back door. And my whole point is, I don't want a laughing hyena in office. That's what's bothering me.
Yeah, that's what's bugging you, I think is. But no, to your point, yeah, at this point, at least us as individuals, the only thing you can do is make sure you vote, make sure your neighbors vote, really get out there and pump them up and push it. And the other thing is they are looking for volunteers at the polls. And even Congresswoman Kat Kamick came out and said, yeah, please go to your supervisor of election and volunteer. They are way short on their goal to have, you know, poll watchers that are, you know, that are going to be watching them. Let's go to Tom. What's bugging you?
What's bugging me today, Bob? Communist. I got an email from work today showing a communist program that they're starting going to give us demerits and marks for anything we do wrong while driving vehicles, like looking down at GPS or something. Communists are everywhere. Just I got to find another job that isn't communist.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, going to be, everybody seems like they're being monitored more and more.
Oh, yeah, Big Brother's watching.
Yep. Let's go to another Tom. Good morning. What's bugging you?
I can't believe no one brought up the thing with the Haitians eating the cats in Springfield. What in the name of God is, I've got two cats, and if anyone wants to eat my cat, I'm going to shoot them. I've got a dog, too, be tasty, but I'm protecting that dog as well. This illegal immigration is nuts, guys. Please comment on this. That's bugging me.
Yeah, I just saw the headline of that story where they're eating people's pets, they're, allegedly.
Apparently some of the ducks are showing up missing as well from the parks. Yeah.
I mean,
they're not a fair game if they're in the park. Come on. You're supposed to go feed the ducks, not feed on the ducks.
I don't know. They make a mess.
That's the geese. They're worse.
Oh, is it?
And they'll chase you down. They're mean. Oh, yeah. They will hiss and chase you down.
I guess I don't know enough about them, but the headline made me think that they're like cooking up people's dogs.
Well, apparently that's a possibility.
Ooh. Okay. Another point that could be brought out about the wide open borders that we have.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Greg, you got anything that's bugging you?
Yeah, well, actually, it's, and I won't get into all the detail, but we were dealing with an incident yesterday that was caused by these air quotes here, or a good part of it was caused by these homeless people in Gainesville. I'm so tired of being at, you get to a stoplight, you're leaving a shopping center, you're at an intersection, they've got their signs they're putting in your face. It's just like, okay, I get there are true homeless people. You can tell the ones who are legit. They've got everything they own in that grocery cart, okay? And luckily to have any clothes on their back at all. And then I see the ones that are dressed nicer than me. And I'm like, you could be working. I see them working, changing shifts. I'm just tired of it.
Well, it's not just the homeless you're tired of. I think in this particular incident, you're concerned about people's ability to focus on the traffic at hand.
Absolutely.
When they're also told over and over again, you better be aware of pedestrians. You better be aware of pedestrians.
Yeah.
Pedestrians have the right of way. So here you have a homeless person. Maybe they're waving a sign at you, or maybe they're about to walk out in front of you.
Yes.
So that distracts you. As a distraction, that should be used as a reason to keep them away from traffic.
Thank you very much.
You are welcome, sir. 728 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Coming up at 8:05, Gilchrist County Sheriff, our friend Bobby Schultz is going to join us. News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Here's what's trending on The Sky.
Hunter Biden showed up to federal court,
changing his plea, guilty.
The news that's trending.
The Russian government.
We would greatly appreciate it if Mr. Putin would A, stop talking about our election, and B, stop interfering.
The news that's now.
My plan will rapidly defeat inflation.
Part of my plan is we will expand the tax deduction.
Georgia high school shooter was on the FBI watch list.
Now more news.
Updates every half hour.
Breaking news at once on News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.